Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast, and it is good to be back. Thank you for your patience as we had to deal with a family situation and kind of set us back a little bit, but I had actually a four-segment show planned for today, and my main laptop here that's been on its last legs finally went down. So I spent the last, most of this afternoon rebuilding this computer, and I had a brand new hard drive, and so I rebuilt it, put it all together, and it is working awesome. So it set me back. So there are a couple things that I want to cover here. And I wanted to also announce, if you have not already seen it, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty has resumed beginning last Monday. If you didn't see the post at radiofreeredoubt.com, or if you haven't been getting those alerts, for those of you who have Podbean, the app, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, and that's all one word, radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, or you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click the link there in the posting and get caught up. You can listen to Monday through Friday this past week, and also we have some things that we're working on to expand our reach. And we'll be making those announcements very soon. So that's good as well. So good reports. Thank you for those of you who've been checking on me, saying, hey, is everything all right? Are you okay? Yeah, we're doing okay. But we did have some unexpected setbacks that we had to deal with. And now we're back. So next week, I'll have a brand new computer. This is my brand new computer. Brand new rebuilt. And so I expect that we'll be fully on track. So tonight there are a couple of things that I want to cover here in segment one, Lady Liberty here in segment two, to hit on some items, but it's current events. So it kind of ties into not necessarily a news and commentary segment. There are two main topics that I wanted to address here in segment one. And first of all, I don't know if you knew it or have heard or not, but the Justice Department just this weekend, this was the weekend for the communists to gain ground and pull sneaky ones when nobody was watching over the weekend. Well, they thought nobody was watching. But listen to this. Nothing good can come from this. The Justice Department, this is from the justice.gov, the Justice Department launches the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. Let's just replace Resource Center with Fusion Center. This is going to be a collaborative effort to aggregate all the intelligence on everybody that they think could be a troublemaker across the country and share that information with now what 21 states in the United States have some form, fashion, or another of national extreme risk protection orders. So somebody can say, I think so-and-so is, they're dangerous. They have guns and I think they might try something. So the problem with this is, and twofold. First of all, the people that have gone on shooting rampages, there were indicators that were not acted on. They ended up being able to carry out their activities. And these are usually left-wing, Democrat, psychotic, or transgender, or something. They're just, they're not all there. They're not right in the head, right? So authorities have been given warning and nothing was done. They were able to carry out their attacks. Secondly, we have seen this government, the Department of Justice, be weaponized against people who don't think correctly, according to the new groupthink or thinking rightly, according to the globalist ideas about how people should think. For example, moms who show up irate at a school board meeting because of the graphic sexual porn material that's in their children's libraries, and this Department of Justice treats them like domestic terrorists. So this will be abused. There's no doubt in my mind. And there's already been some members of Congress that have weighed in on this and just lambasting this whole effort here. And of course, you know, it's Merrick Garland. He's the head of the DOJ, and he's a weasel. This is the FBI and the DOJ have become the new Gestapo. I mean, to put it in historical context. So this is what their website announcement is. And this was updated Saturday, March 23rd on Purim of all things. That's when the Jews rose up and defeated Haman and the group of people that were setting out to kill all the Jews. So they celebrate. That's Purim. On the 23rd, well, it's the same day the Justice Department launched the National Extreme Risk Protection Order, or they call ERPO, Resource Center, which will provide training and technical assistance to law enforcement officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, victim services, and social service providers, community organizations, and behavioral health professionals responsible for implementing laws designed to keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Now, I don't have a problem with keeping guns out of the hands of someone who would be a threat in a criminal manner. But here's how they can twist this. The Second Amendment was put in place as a deterrent to tyranny. So if they want to, if they wish to carry out tyranny, then people who are holding to their Second Amendment rights and maintaining an armed posture for the purpose of deterring tyranny, that naturally is a threat. That is somebody who poses a threat. Tyrants don't like to be threatened. Tyrants don't like anything that makes them feel threatened, including an armed citizenry. So they've already started the propaganda, misinformation, disinformation campaign, calling 3%ers, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and other groups domestic terrorists or domestic extremists or whatever they call them. And of course, this goes for Catholics, Catholic groups, parental right groups, militias, MAGA Republicans, which is synonymous with white supremacy, of course. And of course, white supremacy is the biggest threat that we face. So this can and will be extended to MAGA patriots, because white supremacy is the biggest domestic terror threat that we face. MAGA patriots are white supremacists or white nationalists. And so just having the label, being a Trump supporter, could, in their minds, pose a threat to others, especially if you're a Second Amendment advocate, which most MAGA patriots are. In fact, most Americans are. So anyway, I wanted to bring this to your attention for the reason, for the purpose of contacting your, especially if you have a conservative Republican MAGA elected official, to join the others that are calling these people out. They should be defunded. The Department of Justice should just be defunded. The FBI should be disbanded until they can be thoroughly purged and some type of investigative agency with no arrest powers can be established after a thorough purging, a cleansing of the corruption in that department with completely different people. So that's my opinion on that. Now, something else that has come up this week, actually, this has come up since October 7th in Israel. It is alarming to me how many so-called Christians, so-called patriots, conservative Christian patriots, who have jumped on the anti-Israel bandwagon, including the same disinformation about the genocide in Gaza. Now, Anthony Blinken, globalist, not a good guy in my estimation, is over there carrying the message for Biden and Kamala Harris, which is really a nobody except for the position that she was selected for. But they're over there calling for Israel to hold a ceasefire. And I see conservative Christian or conservatives or patriots, various different categories, saying the same thing. Israel needs to stop the genocide, or the world needs to do something about Israel's gone too far, or whatever. Now, one person that I actually have a great deal of respect for, their ability to produce, intelligence analysis and has a pretty good following, has been multiple times calling what Israel is doing a genocide. And also stating that Israel's claiming that the United Nations, it's UNRWA, it's UNRWA, it's the United Nations effort program, the arm of the UN that brings aid and relief to Gazans. People or all the Palestinian people, the people who call themselves Palestinians, which actually most of them are Jordanian and Egyptian, but they recently, in recent history, have called themselves Palestinians for political reasons. But in this so-called analysis where the Israelis are called, basically being accused of carrying out genocide. Now, first of all, let me take you back to October 7th. These people killed almost 2,000, maybe 2,000 Israelis, civilians, men, women, and children. These are terrorists. These terrorists went into villages, homes, burned people alive. They gang raped women and took the young women's phones and filmed it live, and filming it and streaming it to their mothers or other family members while they were doing the most grotesque sexual abusive acts for their family members to watch before shooting them in the head or shooting them between the legs with pneumatic nail guns or doing other horrible, grotesque things. They were filming and streaming the beheading of babies, of killing of children, shooting them, raping them, dismembering them, burning them. That's what Israel had to endure. Now, I have never, in response, their military is doing precisely what needs to be done. In this world of insanity, in this world of deception, insanity, and delusion, one group is doing it right, and the Israeli army is doing it right. They are handling this terrorist threat who still continues to shoot rockets at their civilian at civilian targets. They are hunting them down, and they're not going to stop, and they shouldn't stop until Hamas is no longer a threat and all of their captives are returned. That's when the ceasefire is going to happen. Hamas broke the ceasefire on October 7th. In 1995, Israel pulled completely out of Gaza. They've been given billions of dollars by the international community. And what did they do with it? They bought weapons from Iran. They built tunnels. They bought rockets. They could have prospered. They could have been a prosperous Mecca, a oasis, a tourist destination, if they would have invested it in their communities. No, they invested it in wiping Israel off the face of the map. And now they're paying the price for it. So this intelligence analyst, I'm not going to name him, but he said that Israel has accused UNRWA, the United Nations mission, that Israel has accused them of working with Hamas, yet there's no proof of that. I beg to differ. I have plenty of evidence here, and if anybody in the Patriot Christian preparedness prepper community, Christian community, any one of these segments that most of this listenership belongs to, says that they're, that Israel is lying, that there's no proof of their claims, they need to find different sources, because this is open source information here. Right here is a picture of a fighter standing in front of an UNRWA mural on a wall holding an RPG. So I'm going to read some of these. These are from Amir Sarfati. He's a Christian and he is a Jew living in Israel. He's an author. He's a former military commander, a major. He was the lieutenant governor of Jericho. He was a Israeli tour guide for several years, and he slowly grew into a ministry, and now it's a full-time ministry called Behold Israel. He has the most timely, the most thorough, I would say comprehensive information, news and intelligence coming out of Israel related to the war over there of anybody else that I know of. Here's a quote from an UNRWA worker. "I'm inside. The Jews are inside. We have captives. I caught one. The incriminating recordings are revealed. UNRWA teaching staff took part in the terrorist attack on October 7th. For the first time, two tapes have been revealed that incriminate two terrorists in terrorist organizations who took part in the Shiva's attack in October, at the same time served as teachers in UNRWA schools, teaching children." And of course, the children's curriculum that they're recovering is, it's all pro-Nazi, pro-Hitler, anti-Jew. It's kill the Jew. It's Islamic and Nazi collaboration. These guys have swastikas on their walls. There are multiple copies all over the place of Hitler's writings. And that's found by these people. I mean, among these people's effects. "In the first recording, a terrorist who works as an Arabic teacher at an UNRWA school in Deir al-Balak describes his entry into Israeli territory and states that he has Israeli hostages in his hands. In the second recording, another terrorist who works as a teacher at an UNRWA elementary school in Khan Yunis describes that he is inside Israeli territory. The terrorist organizations in the Gaza Strip use civilian institutions, hospitals, international aid organizations, and subjugate them for terrorist purposes and harming innocents. According to intelligence indications, it can be determined that more than 450 Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists in the Gaza Strip are also employed as UNRWA employees. UN is ISIS. Now, that's my insertion there. 8,000 Israelis are suing the U.S. State Department to permanently stop UNRWA funding, which they did in this recent bill. They stripped funding for UNRWA for a year. So for the next year, they're going to stop funding them. So the Israeli organization Shirat Hedin petitioned the High Court in Washington on behalf of thousands of families of victims of terrorism from October 7th to stop UNRWA funding. According to the organization, in the last year, the USA transferred $422 million to UNRWA in complete contradiction to American anti-terrorism law. And there's more here. Testimony at the United Nations, the European. Well, so let me just move on here. Actually, no, let me read this. You guys need to hear this because the lies that are spinning out there in the Christian, patriot, conservative, prepper communities. This is what he writes. This is what Amir Sarfati writes. I'm appalled by the depravity within UNRWA. Yesterday, I listened to a mother in Geneva. Her son was kidnapped, lifeless, from the music festival to Gaza by an UNRWA employee in an UNRWA Jeep. It can all be seen on video, and I've seen the videos. He's telling the truth. Everything that he's said, I have been able to corroborate. Unlike the High Representative and the Belgian presidency of the Council, I think that it's legitimate for EU member states to suspend their funding to UNRWA pending the conclusion of the investigations. A thorough vetting of UNRWA could eventually lead to its replacement by UNHCR and other credible UN agencies that are doing a good job. We call for full transparency and fraud control on EU funding for UNRWA and the Palestinian Authority. Minimum respect for taxpayers. This is really not too much to ask. I'm also appalled that Hamas leaders have accumulated huge wealth at the expense of ordinary Palestinians and have been living a life of luxury abroad. While ordinary Palestinians have been living in poverty due to their leaders' corruption and are suffering as a result of the consequences of their leaders' actions. So here I am looking at picture after, this is a profile with the image and description of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just 9 guys here that were pulled up there as evidence. There's 450 of them. This guy, Al-Alaa Abd Hamid, I'm going to butcher their names and I don't care, was an UNRWA Arabic religion teacher who was also a Hamas company commander in Nusrat Battalion. He was arrested in Israel territory. Next, Shadi Mohammed Jamal Razak Darabia, an UNRWA school attendant who was a Hamas operative in East Jabalia Battalion. On October 7th, he received an SMS message text calling him to report to the meeting point prior to the infiltration along with logistical preparations. Next, Ali Issa Humadar Matar, an UNRWA teacher. This is United Nations employees who was also a Hamas platoon commander in Nusrat Battalion, received a text calling him to report to the meeting point prior to the infiltration. Mohammed El Ghafari, an UNRWA Arabic teacher who doubled as a Hamas squad commander in the Nusrat Battalion. On October 7th, he received a text calling him to report to the meeting point prior to the infiltration along with logistical preparations. Abid Abu Awad was an UNRWA deputy school principal and a platoon commander in Nusrat Battalion. Abid was updated about the infiltration in real time, was instructed to follow the events over the push-to-talk radio and to make sure that other relevant operatives do the same. Faisal Al Naimi, a UNRWA social worker and Hamas operative in the comms and combat support branch in the Nusrat battalion. He was involved in kidnapping a soldier from Be'eri and coordinated with the transfer of weapons and trucks. Next, Rami Ramadan was a UNRWA math teacher. He also held a logistical position in the Deir al-Balah battalion. Rami was involved in receiving and holding hostages and was also seen photographing a female hostage. Partial list of UNRWA employees working as Hamas operatives and their direct involvement in October 7th massacre. Musa El-Khidra was an UNRWA school counselor and the assistant to the Hamas Khan Yunis Brigade commander. He assisted in kidnapping an Israeli woman. You can't say that there's not proof. I've got more here. I've got more than I have time. There's list after list. I'm going to read one more. Dramatic details on October 7th assault. Hamas attack plan included raids on Dimona and Tel Aviv. Hamas placed large forces on standby to execute second phase of assault deep into Israel. And here are the details. This is what these people planned. But the IDF, the police, and armed civilians were able to hold these people back from advancing the second wave of this attack. And we've got a wide open border. We've got tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of fighters. And I'm not even talking about Chinese special forces and other operatives, army and intelligence, or soldiers and intelligence, that are coming across the border. Just jihadis that are coming across the border. We've been warned by numerous intelligence analysts that what's coming will dwarf 9/11 and October 7th for America. That's what's coming. So, item number one, Hamas planned a second wave of deep raids on October 7th, including an attack on Dimona, where Israel's nuclear reactor is located. Other terror squads aimed to reach Shikma prison in Ashkelon to free jailed terrorists. Same stomping grounds as the Philistines from the Old Testament. Same people. It's their offspring. Hamas terrorists also intended to reach Tel Aviv for mass slaughter of civilians at crowded venues selected in advance. Details of the plan emerged after Israeli forces found maps carried by terrorists. Further intel info revealing Hamas plot was collected in Gaza. Number three, Hamas chief Sinwar gave a green light for more terrorists to move into Israel midday on October 7th, but a new wave of raids was blocked in Nevatim area as large forces were mobilized to southern Israel to stop any enemy advances north. Number four, Sinwar calculated that Hezbollah plus other Iranian proxies will enter the war if Hamas reaches Dimona and Tel Aviv. This failed to materialize as Israel defenses pushed Hamas back, averting a massive death toll inside Israel and possibly a full-scale regional war. That's what's going on. This terrorist attack in Russia as well, put this on your radar. First of all, tell anybody that's saying that there's no proof that the United Nations personnel were involved in Hamas, tell them they don't know their head from their butt. And all of these attacks on hospitals, attacks on schools, all of these hospitals and schools are arms caches that terrorists are operating out of with tunnels underneath, with command and control centers. These are all violations of war, of their war crimes. But they're trying to exploit, pictures of blown up hospitals and schools. And I don't know if there's another historical example of where an army has gone to such lengths to avoid civilian casualties. And of course, the civilian casualties, most of them are war fighters. Matter of fact, the fighters are wearing civilian clothes. So every time they get killed before they can launch an attack, they say, oh, more civilians were killed, when they're actually fighters. 85% of the people call themselves Palestinians, support the terrorist actions on October 7th. That's what they're up against. Now, this terrorist attack this weekend also in Russia that killed, 400 now? I've got to look at the numbers. 4, 5, 6, up to 11 people have been named or arrested, detained, involved in the terrorist attack on the music venue. There's some kind of concert, symphony or something going on, and they went in with full auto weapons. Apparently, they're Kazakhstani Muslims, and Russian intelligence has them in communications, probably cell phone, internet, communicating with somebody in Ukraine. So Russia is going to respond. They are going to retaliate. And now we've got the French sending 2,000 NATO troops to Ukraine. And this terrorist attack in Moscow this weekend could be a whole new turning point and a whole new escalation point in that conflict as well. So to say all that, to say we've never been in more trouble than we are now. So every citizen needs to be vigilant. You need to be armed. You need to be communicating with like-minded people in your community, to be developing security plans, communications, really have your eyes peeled, because as we predicted, 2024 is going to be a shaky year, and things are shaking up. So cover that. And I wanted to shed some light, the light of truth, on the lies about Israel and Israel's role and what's going on with Gaza. And by the way, all this aid, food, and relief, Hamas is taking it from the civilians by gunpoint. They're killing people to take the aid and relief that's being sent in there for the civilians, and they're taking it for themselves. Every time they take out a group, a squad or a platoon, company size element of Hamas, when they go in there, there's stacks and stacks of food, flour, canned food, and they're stealing it from their own people. More war crimes. So the fastest way to end this, the best way to end this, is to go in there and flush out every Hamas operative, kill all of them, kill or capture all of them, and then they can start talking about rebuilding and Palestinians ruling themselves under a completely new system. So drive on, Israel. You're doing the right thing. The only ones in the world that are. So anyway, let's take a break, come back, and we'll get Lady Liberty in the studio and behind the mic. So stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two, the final segment for this week's podcast, episode 24-06. Thank you all for being here with us. I've got Lady Liberty in the studio. Lady Liberty, good evening.
Well, good evening, and good evening to everyone out there. And everyone, thanks for listening, because, you know, we have been, well, you've been doing this particular show for well over 10 years now. And
13 years in June.
13 years, my gosh.
Since 2011, yep, June 5th, 2011.
Good job. Good job. Wow. We've been doing the morning commute for 4 years, and I've been fighting these globalist communists since 2006. So 18 years for me. And so just everyone, thank you for listening. It has really been important that we share everything that we have shared in this, you know, in the, over this decade. And and everything that we've always talked about has always pointed to exactly what's happening right now.
Well, I guess why I poured my heart into it, and I know this is the case for you, so that we wouldn't arrive here.
Right, exactly.
That was the whole point of warning, you know, sounding from the rooftops. Back, I remember when I first started. I was talking about communists, and people were like, "Communists."
I know, me too.
Yep. That was like, that was so 80s. You know, communism's dead. Communism's gone. Like, oh no, no, it's not.
No, it's right under our noses.
It's here.
Yep.
You know, it's not coming. It's here.
And they're doing the ultimate sneak attack.
Yep. Yeah, and then of course, from my perspective, this I know this probably wasn't on your radar, but for me it was. Warning, this is what's coming, and let's try to avert it, get involved. But if we can't stop it, we need to be thinking now about what we're going to do when it finally reaches its full maturity.
Right.
Well, here we are now. Sadly, the Patriot community is paralyzed.
Yep.
They're just, you know, first it was the Trump syndrome. Right, where they just like went into lazy mode.
Yep.
Fight's over. We're done. You know, it was Bundy Ranch and everybody's like, yeah, rise up, push the government back. And then Trump got in and it's like, let's coast.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing this Patriot thing for years. I'm tired and Trump's in. So party on.
Right.
Well, then the coup.
Yes.
And then COVID. And then January 6th.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like one gut punch after another. And pretty soon it's like the fight is, it's been taken right out of the Patriot community.
Right. And so we are facing judgment right now in this nation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you're saying, you and I were trying to let everybody know ahead of time so that they could take measures to stop it from going any further. You know, this is back in 2010, 2012, right. You know, and that was when it was a big deal. And we actually could have put a stop to it had people embraced, you know, what we're saying and gotten active,
right,
and really started to dig in against it. And it didn't happen. And just like you said, and so now here we are, and this is 2024, and we are facing the judgment of God, because all the pulpit has taken a back seat to everything political.
Right.
And what happens, what do they say, how is it possible for evil to triumph? All it takes is for good people to do nothing.
Yep.
Right? Well, so that's exactly what happened with 501c3 behind every major American pulpit.
Right.
That said, do not be political. Do not do anything in politics with your church, or we will remove your tax exempt status. And so basically the church stepped back and said, okay, we'll let all the evil people rule over us because we're Christians and we're not political.
Right.
And so this is exactly where that leads us. And so now we're now facing judgment by the Lord because our country has been completely, run rampant. I mean,
right.
the child trafficking alone from the border is enough for God to judge any nation.
Right.
And so that's just one of the elements, I think, still the most horrific. But we're facing judgment. And so this week on the morning commute, you and I are doing the Repent event, where all week long, the Christian patriots are being given the opportunity to repent for having taken a back seat to everything political that has happened in the past 30 years and let every evil come forth and rule over us.
That's right.
And so we have to take it to heart because the eclipse is, you know, like with Nineveh, it was described that you've got 40 days. You know, this eclipse happened, and Nineveh, you've got 40 days to repent, otherwise you're going to get stomped into the dirt. And so we're not positive that's exactly the terms that the Lord is looking at this nation at, you know, with right now, but it could be. It very well could be, especially with what, you know, how many enemies we have within our borders and that are still approaching our borders.
No
and,
kidding.
And everything going on that is so tumultuous across the whole world because of this last stolen election in 2020. And so, you know, we're reporting on the worst of the worst. And I've got this clip here from Marjorie Taylor Greene, where she is, she's in the House and she's delivering her speech about the omnibus bill. And listen to what she has to say about this.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise in extreme opposition to the second part of the omnibus bill. No Republican in the House of Representatives in good conscience can vote for this bill. It is a complete departure of all of our principles, especially if you call yourself pro-life. This bill funds full-term abortion. This is not a Republican bill. This is a Chuck Schumer, Democrat-controlled bill coming from the House majority that is supposed to be controlled by Republicans, but yet our majority has been completely
Members are reminded
over to
direct their remarks to the chair, please.
Madam Speaker, it is the will of our voters, and it is the will of Republicans across the country that this bill should not be a majority, and will tell every single one of our voters that this majority is a failure. This is the bill that the White House cannot wait to sign into law. This is the bill that rips our border wide open and tells every single person in over 160 countries around the world they can invade our country, they can run over our Border Patrol, they can run over our Texas National Guard, they can come in, rape our women, murder our people, and squat and take over our homes. This is an atrocious attack on the American people. The Speaker of the House should not bring it to the floor, and this bill should not pass.
Yeah. She needs some help. She needs you to go alongside of her. And
oh, yes. I will help her pull all the rest of the real Republicans together and do a force multiplier on everything.
Unfortunately, the Speaker should not advance this and should not vote for this, but he did.
He did.
This is what took place over this weekend. And it
$1.7 trillion was passed with absolutely nothing to our border.
Staggering. It is just appalling. And yeah, you mentioned what didn't go toward our border, but then when you look at what it did go toward.
Oh, yes.
More money for Ukraine, more money for abortion, more money for control, more money for the Pravda. With this now globalist new journalism, globalist information thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the craziest thing. The majority of what, I mean, more than any of the other programs that were funded was this bizarre United States Agency for Global Media that received $867 million of our tax dollars.
Wow.
For a United States Agency for Global Media?
We didn't get a dime of it.
No.
What's going on with that? We should have gotten at least $100,000 or something, you know? I mean to have bought some new equipment.
Yeah, we talk about global media all the time.
Well, we're part of the global media, right? I mean, you know, we're voices out there, a platform, radio show, podcast.
Well, this is a shocker because what on earth is that? You know, I mean, I'm shocked that he is even in there with such a staggering amount. It's more than they even portioned off for Ukraine, which was $300 million. So more than twice what they wanted to give to Ukraine. How could that possibly be that that's their number one item?
I would love to. You know, I'm going to make a note of that because I want to do a little bit of digging to find out just what that is. So give me the spelling or U.S.
That was the United States Agency for Global Media. And so what the other part that is just really awful is that not only is this bill going to fund abortion, but full-term abortion. Full-term abortion. There is not a Republican on the planet that should ever, ever have allowed that bill to go through, let alone the Speaker of the House, who calls himself a Christian, that if we want to know how he lives his life, read the Bible. I'm sorry, but that guy needs a square boot right in the pants, because he has not only just sold this nation out, but he has he's just done a horrible, huge traitorous action, even to the Lord.
Yeah.
To the Lord. Here we are talking about my congressional bill stopping child trafficking at any cost to this nation. And here he just funded full-term abortion.
Okay. I've got it. The United States Agency for Global Media, known until 2018 as the Broadcasting Board of Governors, is an independent agency of the United States government that broadcasts news and information. It is considered an arm of U.S. diplomacy. The USAGM supervises Voice of America and Office of Cuba Broadcasting, as well as state-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, Middle East Broadcasting Networks, and Open Technology Fund. So where's Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia? Where's the money for Radio Free Redoubt?
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly. Gosh, you know, everybody else has some part of that. We should certainly have a little bit.
Right.
Anyway, well, so listen to more of what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say about Speaker Johnson. She said, Speaker Johnson lied, saying, "My position is clear. Any bill that does not solve the problem and secure the border is not acceptable to the House." And as Speaker of the House, leading up to the funding negotiations, Johnson possessed all the power needed to force the Democrats to secure the border.
Yep.
As he controlled the power of the purse. Instead, he surrendered all of that power to Chuck Schumer and did nothing to secure the border in the $1.7 trillion two-part omnibus. Speaker Johnson fully funded Biden's border invasion. Not only that, Speaker Johnson forced us to vote on the 1,012-page omnibus number 2 bill with only one day to read that.
Right.
Under suspension, not under regular order, and refused to allow us to bring any amendments to the floor for votes. Speaker Johnson waited months, all the way to the dreaded government shutdown deadline, after passing 3 CRs before forcing this massive betrayal down our Republican conference's throat in order to use the threat of a shutdown to pressure Republicans to vote for it. And Johnson forced our conference to vote on this ruinous omnibus during an election year, which could cause some to lose their re-elections because they followed his leadership.
Yep.
And walked the plank and voted for this disaster. That's not how you take care of your conference, and that's not how you win the majority next Congress either.
You know what? Let them lose their jobs.
Yep.
Let the rhinos get taken down one at a time.
It says, yep, he used every single disgusting, dirty trick in the swamp to do the bidding of the Democrats.
Yep.
The border invasion is the number one issue in America and has truly created a national security threat, and every American is fed up with it. Demanding real border security should have been the red line in our Republican majority House funding bills, but Speaker Johnson surrendered all negotiating power and threw away our opportunity to stop the deadly daily border invasion. I filed a motion to vacate to start the process of change in our leadership in order to end the chaos that Americans are living in every single day. This isn't personal, it's essential, and a matter of national security.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, one of our favorite listeners sent this from the dictionary, Schumer. Its first definition is German, and it just says unexplained. Second definition of Schumer is North German, Schumer, nickname from Middle Low German, Schumer, good for nothing, vagabond.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. So now
he's a Schumer, all right.
Yep, he's a Schumer. He's a Schumer, and so is Mike Johnson Schumer.
Yeah, they're both Schumers.
Yep.
Well, so, you know, there's our new term for the year. Don't be a Schumer.
Don't be a Schumer. Nope.
Well, and it's not even funny. I mean, this actually, to me, is enough to make my stomach turn. I literally can hardly even stand to read what Johnson just did to this nation.
I know. At this critical time, they had all the aces.
He could have forced the situation. Who cares if the stupid government shuts down until somebody decides to pull their head out?
No kidding. Exactly.
I mean, nobody, who cares if some federal positions are going to have to file for unemployment for a while because Chuck Schumer is holding up the nation. Who cares? We need our stinking border closed.
Yep, absolutely.
At all costs.
And all the money that went to stupidness.
Yes. Yep.
Incredible. We're fed up. We are absolutely fed up. We're up to here with it.
Well, so I just wanted to say this is something that it's not even a matter of a talking point. This is a matter of flat out brazen, just flat out black and white law. They are breaking the law.
Yeah.
There should not even be a discussion about will we fund the border to be closed. Are you kidding?
That's
their
right.
Job description forces that border to be closed every single day that they work.
Yep.
Not, oh, let's talk about if we want to do it or not. It's the stinking law.
Right.
And every single last one of them that is not willing to bring this to the pivotal point of it's the law needs to get the boot because they don't understand how government works.
Right.
They don't understand how law works. Law is not up for debate. Law is not up for an opinion. Law is not up for communist infiltration to disregard willy-nilly whenever they feel like it.
That's right.
And unless they start making some heads roll according to the law, nothing
yep.
else.
Yep.
Everything is just going to keep getting run over. And so if I was in there, I would start filing charges. These are criminal offenses.
Yes, they
for
are.
Every single person in Congress to allow that border to be open one single day
yep.
is a crime.
Yeah.
Is a crime because we are guaranteed a secure border.
And whatever happened to Mayorkas's impeachment?
Exactly. Oh, they got more funding. They in this bill, they actually got more funding.
Wow.
The impeached head of Department of Homeland Security got more funding.
Squandered the funding that had already been given, not being used what it's supposed to be for. So they give him more.
They funded the Green New Deal as well. So all of this climate crap is now fully funded.
I don't want to hear anymore.
I know, exactly.
I'm just,
well, the full-term abortion that just got funded means go ahead, kill babies. Go ahead,
right.
Kill live babies. No. Well, there's not every single last Republican deserves to be fired today.
Yep. Well, this nation is setting itself up for judgment.
Yep.
So
that's all there is to it.
Just brace yourselves, folks.
Yep.
Brace yourselves.
Welcome enemies. That's what judgment means from God.
Not welcome here.
Yeah. Man.
All right. Well, thank you for that fired up briefing and update, I think.
I know, but, right?
it's
sad when the truth is enough to just turn your face dark red.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely. Well, we'll be covering this throughout the week on the Monday morning commute and this and more. There's a lot more happening, a lot more coming down the line. So be tuned in every morning.
That's right. You all, we just look forward to having you stay with us on the morning commute every single morning, 7 a.m.
That's right. Okay, we'll go ahead and shut her down. You guys be safe out there and have a blessed week. Be vigilant, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night for the next weekly podcast. Otherwise, we'll talk to you every morning at 7 a.m. Pacific. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, radio free, self-funded, radio free Redoubt. Good night.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHolaDay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.